Welcome back to Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford, here with the coach to get his final thoughts on the Tampa Bay game. Coach?
Looking at the weather forecast, this is probably going to be the first game where beanies might be mandatory on the sidelines. Some might opt for them earlier, but is this good? Is this your kind of your first real Cleveland weather game or getting there? Are you excited, looking forward to that in First Energy Stadium on Sunday?
I am, but I'm well experienced in it, having my coaching background being Baltimore to New York to last year to Buffalo. I can't imagine
even worse
Cleveland being more of a challenge from a cold standpoint than Buffalo. But I addressed it in the team meeting this week that we have to embrace it. That the team's not going. We're not going to London. We're not going to San Antonio. We're not going to L.A. anytime soon, or ever. And global warming's a myth, especially in this area. So
yeah.
It's going to be. Hopefully we have some brutally cold home games, and our guys can use it to our advantage. But it's something that I told them, hey, prepare for it. We're going to practice in it. That you need to embrace it. Bob Sutton, who I was with in New York, who's now the coordinator for the Chiefs, was the head coach at Army, so he always would pull up some military deals, and he said, hey, if you're going to wage war in the North Atlantic, you got to train in the North Atlantic. So
right.
Anytime guys were complaining about the cold, he always brought that out, and I thought it was very true.
What would it mean to you to be 5-3 after 8 games, knowing that in your first 8 games as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, you've won more games than the Browns won in all of last year?
I don't get wrapped up in that. That's we'll see when the dust settles from the season and be able to take a look back. But I don't think we're in a position to kind of pause and look where we are. Especially we get to 5-3. We're also 4 days away from playing again, so I won't have much time to reflect. But I just think if that does occur, that it'll be a reflection of the buy-in that we've gotten from the players, from the commitment. And I've spoken to this all along that they've really given themselves to us, a relatively unknown staff and radically different schemes from what they're used to doing, especially offensively. And it's important, and I think I like to feel that we're off to a good start, but it's a long year, and we still have a long way to go.
Coach, good luck this Sunday against the Buccaneers. Hopefully you'll get to 5-3, and I'll talk about it and tell everybody how good it is. Appreciate
Great.
Your time.
Thank you.
All right, enjoy Halloween, too. I want to see this costume. All right, that'll do it for Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford. No show next week, but we'll be back in 2 weeks when the Browns return home to take on the Houston Texans. Have a great night, everybody, and happy Halloween.